Yeah, uh-huh.
I said, but a minute or two to suck all the hot air out of here and everything. The funny part, we were going to eat Christmas dinner, and they sealed it all up around the windows. And they come out here, and they had to run the fan to eat dinner. Yeah, it's hot in here. This is my own ideas in here. I had this built, and then I had this thing made here. And this, you see up here.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the first thing a man ever used when he come in the world, is identically like that. Only his was all wood, to pick anything up with. And that's where they got the idea of reduction in gear.
Uh-huh.
When they went to making metal gears.
Right.
And things. And they got it from that. See, and that was a big log that was hewed out, and a piece left in the end little. And you're taking dry cowhide, so they told me. And
so this is a rotating barbecue.
Yeah. And they, well, in other words, you pull your fire up right close to that with this rope over there. See, when you wind that up, that pulls the cables and pulls these things right up and bring your fire up. So you can use coal or wood, either one, see.
Yeah. Dang, and, that's amazing. You ought to market that.
Oh, they say that the people helping build it said, oh, turn it to good housekeeping. And see, you build your fire now and you put your meat in between these little things there.
Yeah.
And clamp it with this.
Uh-huh.
And then you just build your fire now, and you go on. And never get ready for dinner time. Come in and plant a stopper. You can stop it anywhere you want to, you see.
Yeah, I see. That's amazing.
I had all that manufactured and fixed, and that's like I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says it's perfect. I know I've had some men here at barbecue for people and says, oh, my God, you've taken all the work out of it. Says it ain't no fun now to barbecue. Says you just put it on there and build a fire. Every once in a while put some more wood in and say, you got it made, dang.
And this is your what do you call this?
The furnace.
Furnace.
It's a furnace, brick furnace. See, in other words, that's a barbecue pit.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's supposed to be called, see.
Right. And that going, that big brick thing going up the ceiling is?
And that's the flue for it that carries the smoke out and the heat out. Now this in here was some of my own ideas. I'd never seen one like it or nothing, but I had a big piece of tin built and put around here. Heavy iron like this ain't somewhere just right under there.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of these brick ovens, so when you got through cooking and people wasn't here to eat, you could just put it on big trays and shove it in there and keep it warm.
No
flies and no nothing would bother, see. And I had big trays in there, see, two trays in there. You could shove it up on. But man, that was hard work.
That's amazing.
Hot too.
But
anyhow, you keep it warm, but the heat here would dry the meat out, sitting in there in the big trays, you know. You couldn't keep it from drying it out.
Yeah.
So that didn't feel well, but it didn't make my barbecue look any uglier.
Yeah. Now, what do you call this big table that has a circle around it?
They call it Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan.
Yeah. And everybody sees it, says it. A man that was going to fix it, started to help me with putting those welding those rods under there.
Uh-huh.
Said I'd never make it run level, it'd run like this.
Yeah, it's too big?
No, there'd be no way to straighten that straightened fold up in the middle that it runs on that axle to make it run perfect.
Uh-huh.
And I put my floor down and I built my table to make it run level, and then when I made it run level, then I poured concrete around the big axle in the middle. I knew what I was going to do all the way through, but you know, you don't draw out a blueprint for a fellow, well, he don't know what he's doing. It's helping, you know.
Yeah.
But I knew.
Now, we were talking about the back part of the farm.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me some more about the farm, about the buildings outside around the farm?
Oh,
yeah.
There was, like I say, there was lots of buildings over there, and buildings back at the farm I bought over here.
Yeah.
So I didn't have no more use for the big barn here, and anyhow it had some kind of rotten decay in it that I had to destroy it.
Right.
Nobody knew what it was or what to do for it.
I see. Okay.
It was the most peculiar rot you ever saw. You could look at the board or 6x6 and it was perfect. But you could take a crowbar and just push it through it. It was inside of it.
Huh. Now, the